History, page 11. Listen. Once upon a time. Fairy tales began a long time ago. They weren't stories in a book. They were stories people told other people. These tales were fun. They taught lessons or they explained the mysteries of the world. In the 1600s in France, fairy tales became popular with rich, educated people. These people had special rooms for talking and telling stories. They were called salons. Rich women like Baroness d'Aulnoy told clever tales of kings, queens, and strange creatures in their salon. At first, these stories were for adults, not children. Then, in 1697, Charles Perrault published a book called The Tales of Mother Goose. The book had stories of Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Little Red Riding Hood, and Puss in Boots. Although he wrote them for adults, children loved them too. In 1757, Jean-Marie Le Prince de Beaumont made Beauty and the Beast shorter. It was easier for children to read. She also used the tale to teach good lessons about kindness and honesty. Later, in 1812 in Germany, the Brothers Grimm collected fairy tales from people in small villages. The brothers wanted to save these old stories and share them with families everywhere. They wrote down Hansel and Gretel, Snow White, and many more tales. Fairy tales started as stories for adults that people told other people. Then, they became magical children's stories. Today, they still make us dream, laugh, and believe in living happily ever after.